So I want to talk about getting, like, super good. I'm listening to the Deep Weeb podcast, and I wanted to comment on this, because these guys are super good, right? The one guy studied law in Japan, in Japanese, like, Japanese law. That's crazy, right? And the other guy is, like, a top immerser on the DJT. Like, he's read, like, I don't know, like, there was a reading competition or something, and he won, like, he read the most. So these guys are, like, way beyond, right? And then you have, like, for comparison, you have the guy that leads the podcast who actually kind of sucks. And these guys are opening my eyes to, like, how good you can get, right? The Japanese law guy said he had to learn how to write timed essays for his law thing. And to me, I'm like, I can't even imagine writing a timed essay, especially in Japanese, like, but I also suck at writing all my languages, right? Like, Portuguese, I suck at writing. The idea of writing a timed essay for a law course, and then in Japanese you have, like, all the writing stuff going on with the kanji, stroke order, and all that. That would just fucking blow my mind to be able to do that. And what he said was, I think I could probably have done what took me 12 years to do in just 8. But you need to spend, like, 6 or 7 hours a day. And I was like, what? Like, that's way too much, right? And he was talking about the boiling water, you know, from AJAT, you know. He kind of, like, misrepresented the original one. Or, like, he didn't, like, fully explain it, because I guess he assumed you've read it before. But, yeah, like, with the boiling water, it's the idea is that you need, like, a certain amount of time. If you, like, turn the gas on to start boiling your water and then you turn it off and turn it back on, there's, like, a threshold of, like, how often you have to turn it back on to get it to boil. And if you're below that threshold, it's never going to boil. Right? So, his point was, like, maybe it's, like, maybe it's, like, 2 minutes per hour that you need to see Japanese in order to get good. Or maybe it's, like, you know, a certain number of hours a day or whatever. The point is, like, it has to be hot. It has to be hot enough. And you have to turn it on and off fast enough, right? So, he was basically providing a framework to think about tempering the AJAT plan, right? Because the AJAT plan is all Japanese all the time, which is extreme, and it's more than necessary, right? So what is necessary? Well, boiling the water is necessary. And one thing you can do is, well, I know that how much time you need to spend actually depends on your level. So what you can do is you can do a certain amount of time per day and try to be really consistent. And if you feel like you're not making progress fast enough, or if you feel like you are making progress fast enough, you can adjust, right? So, like, I've been doing Finnish for, like, 15-ish minutes a day, and I just started, and I'm like, wow, I'm making progress on this. This is working. I just noticed today I understood something better than I would have expected. With Japanese, I kind of feel like I'm not really getting any better. I'm not getting better, so I feel like I need to spend more time, even though I'm already spending, like, 30 minutes a day, which is not enough. And these guys are talking about spending way more time. I'm probably spending a bit more than 30 minutes a day. Huh? It's probably underestimate. But, and with Russian, I feel like I haven't made any progress at all recently, and I'm like, what the hell's happening? But I think it's possible to boil water with all these. I think with listening and reading, if I just listen and read in Spanish, Portuguese, well, the Spanish and Portuguese I just read, but if I just read in Spanish and Portuguese, and I listen and read in Japanese and Russian, and I, you know, I also do Finnish, and I have the cue on and everything, I think I can do it. But, yeah, it is hard. Like, it would have been better for me to say, oh, well, I'm good at romance languages. Why not just only do romance languages or something? But, you know, that's not what I chose to do. I guess I wanted, like, 3 language families or whatever. I don't know. So that's something to think about is, With the stuff they're talking about, these guys are talking about learning Japanese when their level is so good that I wouldn't think about learning Japanese as a thing at that level. Especially this law guy. I just wouldn't think about learning Japanese as a thing. If I was in his position, I would just be reading books. That's what I'd be doing. The other guy kind of is opening my mind. He talks about reading like 10 hours a day if you have time. That's something that I want to do. He also insights. He pointed out something that I kind of know, but I wouldn't have thought to say it, is that when I sit down to read a book, if I just do it for 15 minutes, it feels like I haven't really got like it's not enough time. I feel like I need an hour or two to really get zoned in on the book. So, if I'm gonna do this thing, right, I want to be a C2 polyglot, right, if I can. I was tempering that. I said, well, maybe I have to be a C1 polyglot and be happy. But if you want to be a C2 polyglot, then you need to be able to do what he said, right? You need to be able to write an essay, including in Japanese, and have it be coherent and grammatical, and be able to write it in a reasonable amount of time without having to look up how to write words or whatever. Basically, C2 means educated, so I might need to start practicing writing in Portuguese, I think. And Esperanto. I've done some writing in Esperanto. It's probably terrible, I don't know, but it probably doesn't matter. Like, if you just write and it sucks, you'll get better if you keep doing input. But I mean, I can write really good in English, and that wasn't always the case, and that's because I've done a lot of writing. But I wouldn't do this except at a very advanced level, right? The order is listen, speak, read, write. So if you can't already listen, speak, and read, you're definitely should not be writing at all. Although I guess I've kind of inverted the order a bit with the whole reading first thing, but whatever. Yeah. So the only language I can speak coherently is Portuguese and I guess Esperanto, so why not start writing in those? I don't know. I've thought about it. I don't know what I would write. I feel like I would have to write towards the audience. Like, what do I want to say to people in Portuguese that they don't already know? That's super important. And what do I say to the guys in Esperanto that's super important, right? I mean, I like to write about language learning. I could write about language learning in those languages, and I'd probably be the only source of half quality information. That would be kind of rad. I don't know. Brazilians care about learning too. Like they want to learn English, but they don't have access to anything like Pale Moon or whatever, or Ajap. They just yeah, they're Portuguese speakers are in this like information vacuum. They don't have books really, like we do in English. They don't have quality websites. They're ignorant because their language just lacks what they need. With Russians, I'm like, nah, they're fine. With Russians, I'm like, it's fine. They have a big intellectual activity. And with Japanese, I'm kind of like, well, you have access to the information, but because of this conformity thing, it's like you're not allowed to go in on niche information, right? You're supposed to do the standard thing. You're supposed to conform. So I wouldn't. Before I started making this a few minutes ago, I would have thought like AJET in Japanese would be great. But now I'm starting to see that AJET in Japanese would be a really hard sell because you're saying like, oh, do this thing that nobody does, right? You could make the sell. You could say, hey, like, this is a community thing. Everybody does it this way now. The old way, like, is not good. So if you want to conform, you have to actually do it this way. That would be different. But yeah, for Portuguese, I feel like in Portuguese, there's a market to sell those courses. You could make like something way less extensive than AJAT that just kind of expounds my ideas in language learning and sell a course. I don't know, like, yeah. You could do that. That could be a business model. A lot of Brazilians do that. I just think it'd be a fun way to get some writing practice in for Portuguese here. Probably I suck at writing Portuguese, but so did AJAT guy, and everybody listened to him. And he was a non-native speaker too, right? Anyway, I guess that's kind of the end game, right? Is writing and publishing stuff in the language is basically the end game. I'm about to do it for English. I'll do it for Portuguese next. Yeah, that's what I'll do next. Okay. I thought I was gonna make a podcast. I might do that, but making a blog is like wrong decade, bro. But whatever, like writing a maybe just make a course. I don't know. I have to think about it, but I wish people still read shit, man. This is too bad.